This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Wyffels Hybrids. I'm Mark Magnuson. Partisan gridlock and fallout from the November election could again force Congress to postpone key decisions for agriculture into 2025. We will hear more from Washington, D.C. next.
At Wyffels Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath, because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wyffels Hybrids. Plant your independence.
It's not just the Farm Bill, but USDA and other spending bills are also stuck in months of political gridlock in a narrowly divided Congress. Those spending bills could still be stuck, even in a post-election lame duck session. A $26 billion GOP ag spending bill was already mired in partisan conflict earlier this year.
This subcommittee will not prioritize climate change, equity, or green initiatives over mission-critical services to our farmers.
That is Ag Spending Panel Chair Andy Harris. The stalled bill also took aim at SNAP and WIC, allowing for inflationary hikes, but increased dollars for ag research, meat inspectors, pest control, broadband, and tracking foreign U.S. farmland buys. Now all of that is in limbo, as lawmakers again push back full-year funding decisions into December in a lame duck Congress.
We should not be kicking the can down the road to December 20th, a mere 5 days before Christmas, which is what this town always does.
But Republican Chip Roy's protest changed nothing. While in the Senate, GOP leader Mitch McConnell lamented the lack of any votes on bipartisan committee spending bills.
It leads you to believe that the current majority leader believes that they benefit from having everything kind of balled up in the end. So unbreaking the appropriations process ought to be near the top of both parties, because this is not the way to run the government.
That was Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily news stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.